Task 5. Listen to a conversation about procrastination and match the questions in column A with the answers in column B. Then work in pairs to roleplay it.
Did you get that research done that I asked you to do over the weekend?
Oh, it was at the top of my to-do list, but Sunday night came around so quickly and I didn't get round to it.
What did you actually do at the weekend anyway?
Oh, you know, this and that. It's funny how time slips by without your noticing. I did some shopping and I fixed my bike as well as watched some videos.
Are you sometimes a procrastinator?
Yes. I do feel bad about my procrastination, actually.
Why do people sometimes procrastinate?
People are too focused on the present and reluctant to engage in tasks that relate to the future, or tasks that are too large or difficult.
Is there any method that can help people start a task more quickly?
A new study suggests to think about time in smaller units. For example, this weekend I wasted 2 days, or 2,880 minutes, which sounds more urgent.
What if people are scared to start because they know it is really hard or tedious?
Well, at first, we can divide the large and difficult tasks into simpler and smaller ones.
That sounds good. What can we do with the smaller tasks?
Make a timetable and allocate the tasks to the right time. Try to stick to the timetable.
But it is hard to always stick to the schedule. How can we make it work?
I once tried temptation bundling. It's helpful to keep up with the schedule.
Temptation bundling? What's that?
Temptation bundling means doing two activities at the same time. One you should do but you dislike, and one you love doing but which isn't productive. For example, eating biscuits while I work.
What else have you tried to conquer procrastination?
Well, I reward myself by taking a break after working for a set amount of time.